The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, when discussing the din of the Mishnah, they would be masin masuas. They would make fires to be mefarsam, and Kiddush HaChodesh took place. So the Gemara says they would bring the wood they would use. It would be made out of erez, an erez tree. And then the Gemara brings down that according to Amud Amar, there are dalad mini arazim. There are four different types of arazim: erez, katras, echam, and brush. And then the Gemara brings on another mandamer who's chalikanim, who says that there are asara mini arazim. There are 10 different types of arazim. So it's machlekes if there are 10 arazim or 4 arazim. Four types of arazim. There's a beautiful maisa about Rebbe Yashiv. This was said over by his son-in-law, Yitzchak Zolberstein Shlita, and a hesped that he said on his father-in-law. It's brought down in the Sefer Reshit de Galusa, which is a collection of all the hespedim on Rebbe Yashiv. And he said that his father-in-law, Rebbe Yashiv, was the Paisik Hadar, and he got all the most chamertika shailas of his generation came to him, whether it was shailas of mamzeris or geris or all different things, all the big shailas came to him. And he said you would think that a person like that who's paskening all these big shilas would be Isaac Reisha Verubai most of the day, who would be learning the chuvas and learning about these very complicated halachic inyanim. But he said that with Rabbi Yashiv it wasn't like that. All the Torah was the same to him. He put the same effort into any prat of Torah, whether it was Negela Maisa, not Negela Maisa. He learned Torah Lishma, and it was all the same to him. And he said how one time he walked into his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, and he was learning the Sugin Rashana of Asar Mini Arazim, and he said he was mamash learning a bit Iyun of Amal, trying to be Mavar. What does this type of Erez tree, and what does this word mean, and that word mean? He put the same kaichas into figuring out what these 10 different types of trees are as he would into any other Sugya of Mamzeris or anything else, which is Dvarim Haimdim Rumashal Ailam. And he was nispal from that how by Rabbi Yashiv it didn't make a difference if it's Negela Maisa, not Negela Maisa, every word of Torah is Chashiv. And Imamish put a tremendous amount of kaichas into this sugya, which is something that we, you know, would tend to just gloss over, you know, different types of trees, who cares, what's a nafkamina? He put tremendous kaichas into it. That was the Avasa Tyre and the Chashivas Tyre that Rabbi Yashiv had. That's what Yitzchak Zolberstein said in his Hespin. And just, it's interesting to point out, if you look in Rabbi Yashiv's Sefer over here on Rosh Hashanah, the Ha'aris on Rosh Hashanah, he goes on this Gemara and he actually asks the Kasha, he says, am I nafkamina? What's a nafkamina for? Is it 10 arazim or 4 arazim? What nafkamina does it have? La lacha, what are they arguing about? And he goes through in detail a couple of different nafkaminas. He says, one would be a nafkamina lemekach umemkar. If I say I'm going to sell you an Erez tree, what type of tree do I have to sell you? Another nafkamina would be legabe the 8 eras of a Metzaira, Paraduma, to know what type of eras you're allowed to use. And then a third nafkamina, he says, he brings from a Medesh that when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built it with Atzei Arazim, which would mean by definition that that was part of the Nevuah of Al-Kol B'Ksav Yan Hashem Alai Hiskel. There was a Megillah that was given by Nevuah. What exactly could be used for the Beis HaMikdash? So apparently there was a Chiyuv to use Atzei Arazim Dafka, which means Lasa Lava B'Bayi Shlushi, we're also going to have to use Atzei Arazim as well. And therefore, it's important to know what the arazim are so we can know what to use. So it's interesting that Yashiv, we find that he did try to find a nafkmina lalach over here in these arazim and try to work out what the nafkmina would be, but that doesn't take away from what Reb Zolberstein was saying, that at the end of the day, this is not the from the sugis chamuris, like heter mamzerim and other things. This is not something that comes up, came, you know, across his table, halacha, on a daily basis, and yet by him, this was just as chashiv as any other sugya, and that was the Galdika chashivas and avasatara that we learned from this maisa.